Recently, the Commission on Federal Election Reform rightly concluded that the electoral system cannot inspire public confidence if no safeguards exist to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters.
A voter fraud scandal out of Indiana. You have four people, including the Democratic chairman, charged with faking signatures on petitions. Those petitions put President Obama on the Democratic ballot in 2008.
In 2008, the United States Supreme Court recognized there was a threat poised by voter fraud. Therefore, they ruled that Indiana's photo ID requirement was a legitimate, non-discriminatory means of protecting the integrity of elections. In Texas, evidence of voter fraud has abounded. According to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, in recent years, the Texas AG's office secured more than 50 voter fraud convictions. Cases included the following: a woman who voted in place of her dead mother, a political operative who cast ballots for two people, and a city council member who registered foreign nationals to vote in an election decided by 19 votes.
Of recent elections in the state shows that 953 dead people voted. And in some cases, votes apparently were cast in the names of the deceased who had been dead for as long as 6 years.
Voter fraud is hard to detect, so these types of cases are just the tip of the iceberg. For example, look at the Minnesota's 2008 Senate race between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. That was followed by months of litigation, and in the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes and was sworn into office. During the controversy, a group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voting rolls. The group identified 1,099 felons, all ineligible to vote, who had voted in the Franken-Coleman race. The investigation led to 177 convictions of voter fraud.
We know for a fact that there has been fraud involved in our voting process through the years, and having a voter ID is one of the ways to put a stop to that.
In 2011, Texas enacted a photo identification requirement modeled after Indiana's, in agreement with the lawful Supreme Court decision, as a simple, effective way to prevent fraud. The mainstream state-run media has attempted to downplay the threat of voter fraud by stating that cases of fraud are rare, and therefore our public servants should not waste their time requiring people to show an ID at the polls.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left it in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. Okay.
If voter fraud is such an unusual occurrence, why is Obama's administration and the Department of Justice attacking states such as Texas, who have went through the proper electoral process to pass laws that prevent voter fraud? And of course, the Obama administration would have you forget that at the DNC last week, proof of identification was required to enter into their conference.
Another day, another election fraud lawsuit, a major election lawsuit now in Pennsylvania, which is one of the crucial battleground states that could decide who will be the next president. Right now, there are 140,000 new voter registrations in Pennsylvania, and many of them, now we learn, are reportedly questionable. The registrations were gathered by the group Acorn. That is the left-wing group that's now under investigation for voter registration fraud in at least 15, count 15 states.
Pennsylvania's legislature passed voter ID laws in March 2012. And in response, the Advancement Project and the communist organization, the ACLU, brought a lawsuit against the law, which they are fiercely opposing in an attempt to reverse the law before elections in November. But again, according to the mainstream media, voter fraud is a rare occurrence and therefore should not affect the elections.
I tried to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I tried to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would.
The Sons of Liberty, we are
Why
in the
then,
trenches
two organizations
every day,
need to
doing
join
what
forces
it takes to
oppose.
Protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, just want to keep this for the record for our attorneys, but people are complaining about their subscriptions on Rumble. They're not getting their alerts. They're not getting their notifications. One person saying, right now, I can't even like the site. And it shows you to the degrees that these people are willing to go. So when you guys sit back and think that Rumble's all about it, and this is a paid service too, by the way. So they can really undo themselves in the process of what they're doing. But I'm saying this again on live radio so you guys can understand. I'm keeping this for the record, but it is, in fact, happening on social media platforms right now as well. You guys noticed the voter fraud video that I played here, right? You've seen all the voter fraud going on, and you even seen the people admit that they would do it over and over again if they could or if they had time to do it. Interestingly enough, I got in front of me right now on a nationwide basis as the mainstream media continuously plays down or downplays voter fraud on a nationwide basis. I have, and I've showed this to you before in the past, but I just want to highlight it really quick for the sake of time because we have a guest coming up in just a couple minutes here. But over 1,561 proven voter fraud individuals that have been busted and charged for their crime 1,561 times, and the mainstream media wants you to believe it doesn't exist. Criminal convictions, 1,325. And then we have in my hands right now 22 pages of convictions just in the state of Minnesota. Two-sided pages just of convictions in the state of Minnesota. But again, friends, it's completely illegitimate. It's a conspiracy theory. They want you to believe it's just a conspiracy theory. You know, what they attack, you better understand, they're afraid of you getting the facts. That's why they demonize the truth of the matter, friends. That's how they shield themselves. They use lies and means to go ahead and attempt to demonize individuals that are telling you the truth in hopes that you people will be simple-minded enough to actually believe the useful idiots that you claim that you don't believe in, Romans 1:18. So wanted to let you know that. We got an event coming up on Saturday, and I'm going to bring an individual up. She's an attorney, and she's going to be with us in just a couple minutes. Her name is Susan Shogren Smith. She's an attorney, and she's going to be talking about the event up and coming in just a couple minutes here. before we get to her, we're going to cover a bunch of topics after we get done with Susan concerning the things that have been left out of focus, concerning what needs to be in focus through all this distraction taking place through the two clowns in the circus of politics that the mainstream media is doing everything in their power to distract you by. But with that, we're going to cover a bunch of different topics as well. One of those is this. You guys all the well know, I highlighted this yesterday, and I want to say this. You've been sold that the ACLJ is an upright organization. I'm here to tell you folks, it's compromised just like any other organization. I'm not saying that they don't do good works, but I do know firsthand, friends, that they are compromised. And it is in many ways about the money. If it isn't about the money, and for as long as these people have been in business, defending our God-given rights, as if to suggest we need a lawyer to do that in the first place, according to the way that our framers established it. It's interesting to me that we're in the position that we're in today, but yet they've been doing such a great job. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that very telling? Well, they just highlighted this, and this is what you need to hear, is that the Biden-Harris DOJ just filed a lawsuit to allow illegal immigrants to vote. And so what I did is I highlighted this yesterday for the time that we had. And again, I'm highlighting this right here for you. And election integrity, it is going on, voter fraud on a nationwide basis. I want you to see that it's not coming from a foreign government. They're acting foreign to the government. They're acting antithetical to the Constitution of the United States as foreigners, Luke 22:48. As treasonous as they are, friends, I hope this helps you open your eyes as to who's doing the attacking here. When you go to the Sons of Liberty media, you'll see that a federal judge orders Virginia to put more than 1,600 non-citizens, let's call them for what they are, illegals back onto the voter rolls. Okay, who's doing this, friends? You need to understand that these are alliances, Isaiah 28, verse 18, working together to tear down the Constitution to reconstruct one that looks just like them in a global order. Okay, again, just making clear that you understand as to where this is coming from. If anybody knows, and most people don't take the time, my friend Bob from Texas knows all the well. But it's interesting that when you look at Article 3, Section 1, I'm just going to go there for the time that I've been allotted. And I want you to listen to what happens when we have said judges that sit during bad behavior and they act outside of the fact that they are supposed to discover and apply law, discover God's law, by the way, not man's law. But when you read Article 3, Section 1, and they're not doing their job, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, it says the Supreme Court and such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish the judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their office during good behavior. What is good behavior? Section 2, the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under what? The Constitution. The Constitution. If you go to Article 6, Section 2, what is that? That is the supremacy clause. Okay? We have no king but King Jesus in this country, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's acknowledged in every state preamble. But now what I want to do is I want to go over and show you the job and the duties of those that have been entrusted through delegated power by we the people to uphold the laws. I want you to listen carefully as to what this says. In Article 2, Section 3, okay? What it says, friends, the job of those that serve we the people, they shall take care that the laws of the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, what happens if they don't do their job? This federal judge right here thinks he's above the law. This federal judge right here thinks that he can go ahead and become a law unto himself and act as a demigod. Now the people are to serve him rather than him serving the law that keeps the people free and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Is that what he's doing? No. Here's the answer again. I know people don't want to hear it, but it doesn't matter. You claim that you want the answers. I'm going to give them to you right now. When they act in such a fashion, all starting with the said President of the United States of America, who is our representative of this limited government, we are to impeach him, Article 2, Section 4. Once they are impeached, they are to be prosecuted for their crimes, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at Sons of Liberty Radio. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I do want to let you know that just today, I had met with a friend of mine who is in law enforcement, and he had made known to me that the state of Minnesota has now required law officers to divulge information concerning any friends that they may have that are defined as extremists. Now, I want you to understand what an extremist is to corruption in government. An extremist in government today in America, and I want to make sure that you understand, because I don't mean to put a separation there. You are the government, but you have forgotten that for the most part. Okay. So for those that believe that government is there to rule the people, you're sadly mistaken. Number one. Number two, I want you to understand that they are now wanting the police officers and law enforcement throughout the state to basically divulge information to the state concerning extremists. Okay. In other words, if you don't agree with murdering babies, if you don't agree with men marrying men and women marrying women, if you don't agree with stealing tax dollars out of a coffer and allowing them to go ahead and do whatever they want to do and create wars and lie, steal, and kill, John 10:10, just like their father, John 8:44, then you're an extremist. Well, then you know what? My hands all the way up to heaven saying, in the name of God, in Jesus' name, I will be that extremist in standing against what's going on in this country. I just wish more people understood the game that's being played and what they are doing to not not only to indemnify themselves, but also to assail the American people by incriminating them because they're not going along with the new narrative that they're producing on a daily basis. And it falls to the hands of the people and the fault of the people and the front doors of the people for allowing it in the first place. For those that did not know, terrorism defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism is government by intimidation. It's exactly where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. And we were warned of what's going on in this country a long, long time ago. We can blame nobody for what's taking place in this country. But again, I just want to make sure you understand that extremity and extremists and domestic terrorists is now defined from a righteous individual concerning premising it upon the word of God, one who stands against their lawlessness. Hey, folks, it's not the sodomites that are the problem. It's not those coming in from the Middle East that mean to conquer America that are the problem. It's not all the illegals that are being allured in by federal and state governments that are doing you harm in this country. They're not the problem. No, you're the problem for agreeing with the Word of God and the Constitution. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. There's too much of this going on. Friends, Andrew Jackson was right when he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He was spot on. Read Article 4, Section 4. But before you do that, read the preamble to the state constitution in which you live. Now, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and pull up our friend, Susan Shogren Smith. I like the three names. I like how it sounds cool. It sounds like you're bigger than life. It sounds like you're cooler than the rest of us, Suzanne. But with that, I do want to say Suzanne is the head of Save Minnesota, the caravan and rally at the Minnesota State Capitol. That will be this Saturday. There's a ton of organizations that are putting it on, and they saw fit to go ahead and ask yours truly to be the keynote speaker. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome Susan Shogren Smith to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Susan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound like you're really elated to be on the show today. Or did you need a little boost, maybe a hot cup of coffee or a pat on the back, or what's going on there?
I'm just trying to get ready to keep up with you because you go through this stuff faster than anybody I've heard in a long time. And you're right on the money. The stuff going on in Minnesota is there are people that want to bring everything happening in Minnesota nationwide, and we better look out.
Yeah, we're in it, aren't we? What an opportunity we have, Susan. And that's the way I look at it. And here, I want to say something back to what you just said about, you know, is just machine gunning all this information. It's what I live every day of my life. And I'm partaking with trying to bring about the resolve concerning what's happening in the state of Minnesota. There's not enough of that going on around the ranks of all those that claim to be doing something about the problems. And I got so much information in me that I want to get it out every single show that I'm on. And if you didn't know this, unbeknownst to you, I'm sure, Susan, this is the fastest hour on national radio. And there's no question about it, because about the time we're getting ready to just start the show, we're done. So 3/4 of it is just nothing but a preface. What's going on Saturday at the Capitol?
Well, on Saturday we are having a rally. It's a rally that we are bringing together a diverse group of organizations that are conservative, with the goal of encouraging people to get out to vote. I am not a supporter of early voting at all. And I'm really going to hope that as many conservatives as possible have held on to that ballot as long as possible so they could get a full sense of what is on the ballot. But it's up to every individual. It's up to every individual to make a decision about who they're going to vote for. And it's part of being an American. It's part of exercising your civic duty. I remember when parents used to bring their kids with them to the polling place, it was a big deal. The kids got their little sticker that said I voted with their parents. They just loved it. And kids need to know that, that it's such a, seems like such a little thing, right? You just go, you vote, you leave. But it's the most important thing we do is exercise our will to make sure that that government understands that we, the people, are the point.
Amen.
The point. And, so.
Amen. Susan, you're also an attorney.
We're trying to get people to vote.
Yeah, you're also an attorney. And I know that when we first contacted each other, I was in South Dakota and we were having a conversation about what's going on in the state of Minnesota. What's your take on how the mainstream media plays down voter fraud, not just in the United States, but also in the state of Minnesota as well?
Well, I mean, we know, we had proof in 2020 that there were many, many laws violated. And how they violate the laws is often in the dark of the absentee ballot boards. And I think, I believe the roots of tyranny, they grow best in the darkness. And that's what they do, right? Everything is in darkness. They don't let the people in. We are working on a lot of issues right now, trying to get the people to have an actual visual of what's going on in those absentee ballot boards. And I think the laws matter. The laws are a guidepost. And when they pass a law and they don't follow it, then it raises a question of why aren't they following it? And there's a simple rule, very simple rule in Minnesota. And by the way, this is true across the country. It all started after the Norm Coleman debacle, that absolute debacle of a stolen election. And when they created these boards, they kept the people out, stopped using the precincts to process those ballots. And we know in 2020 that despite the fact that there's a law that says that the ballot board must connect every ballot when it's accepted, must be connected immediately to a voter history in the statewide voter registration system, we know that there were approximately 700,000 more votes reported in 2020 than there were voter histories indicating that a voter voted on November 29th, which was after our elections were certified.
Got it.
So we know that. There's just nothing to argue about. It's just the fact it was 260,000 in 2022.
Yeah, and it's so funny. I shouldn't say it's funny, but it's really disheartening when you see the mainstream media and their useful idiots attempting to browbeat everybody into submission that doesn't go along with them and their nefarious activities, because that's exactly what, in fact, they're doing on a 24/7 basis. I just seen a new article on the MC, which is going to be Walter Hudson. It's like this guy, what he's writing, it's like you sound like you're writing your narrative from communist Russia or China. I mean, that's how foreign these people have become to the Constitution. I got about 1 minute left, Susan, and you want to go ahead and highlight again as to what's taking place on November 2nd, which is Saturday at the Minnesota State Capitol?
Right, we're having a rally. It's going to start. There'll be food trucks at noon. There'll be live music, patriotic music from 1 to 3, family friendly. And then at 3 o'clock, we will be having organizations that are going to be present, that are going to be talking about why it's important in Minnesota for voters to vote, what are the issues coming up across our state and our country, because everything that happens in Minnesota goes nationwide, and with walls on the ballot, that's no question even a bigger issue that's happening now. People need to make a decision about whether or not they agree with those policies or don't, and we're going to be talking about it, and you're going to be talking about it. And by the way, there's a lot of people, they don't all get along. Everybody doesn't agree.
Amen.
About a lot of this, but you know what? That's America.
That's America.
We have the right to disagree. We need to do it.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Susan, for the time. I totally appreciate it. I'll continuously promote this, and I will see you on Saturday. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom.
Done.
On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys. You guys got a lot of comments on social media platforms, live chat. Love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I don't want to see people saying, and I'm not trying to force your hand either way, but I am telling you, to not vote isn't what we have been given by our forefathers. We've been given the right to do that. At no time are we ever telling people not to vote. No, what we're telling people is deal with the corruption and vote the right people in. People are saying, Bradley, who do we vote for? I'm not going to be the one to tell you that. And listen to the message and decide for yourself what the right thing is. Here, let me put it this way. You're going to have to answer to the Lord for what you do and what you don't do, for who you vote for and who you don't vote for. You don't just forfeit your God-given right. Vote and make sure your vote counts. Hold the people accountable that are counting the votes. Remember what Stalin said? Joseph Stalin? The Red Terror, they called him? Gosh, you know what's crazy about that? The guy kills up to 60 million of his own people when he dies. His people mourn him. They called him the father of the country. He was a mass murderer of his own people. But what's crazy is he said it doesn't matter who does the voting. It only matters who does the counting. You know that's happening in America. And if you know that's happening in America, well, you know, Americans, I'm sorry, you know how corrupt this administration is. You know how corrupt the courts are. You know how corrupt federal government and state government has become. I mean, you know, and what's the message that you're feeding on all day? Oh, nothing we can do about it. Oh, it's all going to H-E double hockey sticks. It is because you've left off the commandments of the Lord. That's why. Keep the commandments and live, the Bible says, Proverbs 7:2. It doesn't say forfeit it. You know, really what it comes down is you're complaining about what you're merely tolerating through inaction, intolerance. I mean, that's the truth of the matter, right? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to say one more thing concerning that. I'm going to hit a couple topics, and then we're going to come back to something in a moment. Bradley, you know, if I just vote for one of those 1,250 people that you were talking about, those that are being suppressed and censored, you know, it's a wasted vote. Well, let me ask you something. I just told you those 1,250 presidential candidates, they're being suppressed and censored. That means those people are a threat to the establishment that you're complaining about. So why would you add a vote to one of the two clowns in the circus of politics? Because in your minds, you actually believe the mainstream media. You believe their lies. And the only reason you believe their, hey folks, why do they lie? Answer it. Why do they lie? Why does the mainstream media lie? Because they know that you wouldn't accept their crimes for what they are. That's why they lie. And let me say it this way. It's super simple to get. You ready for this? They lie because they know the truth. That's what the devil does. That's what his minions do. They lie because they know the truth. They are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks for the crimes that they're perpetuating upon you. A vote for the one or the two that are given as options, you're voting for the same one because it doesn't matter. Because they're both on the same team. They're both wearing the same jersey. They're two sides to the same coin. I mean, after the RNC pulled down sodomy and abortion, again, both unconstitutional parties, what have they done? What's the difference? They just told you there is absolutely no difference between what they call the right and the left. By the way, have a friend. His name is Alex Newman. He is a friend. I like Alex. We've done events together and an event together in Florida. And somebody had reached out to me yesterday, and it says they said to me, it sounds like Alex is pro-Trump. So what I did is, like I always do, I called Alex right away, and I said, hey, are you willing to get on the show? He said, yeah, sure, I'll get on the show. Couldn't do Friday, so we're going to do tomorrow. I said, what I want you to do is sell Donald Trump to me. He said, well, I can tell you all the good things he's done. Okay, so what does that mean? I don't know, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to have a lot of fun with this. And so was he. I told him before I hung up the phone, I said, I want you to come armed with knowledge. Okay. And so that's what he's going to do. So tomorrow he's going to sell Donald Trump to me. Now, I don't know where he is with this, but that's just what somebody conveyed over to me. And that's why I called him right away. That's what the Bible tells us we're supposed to do. So that's what I do. Okay. I'm not a gossip. We don't play that game. We reach out to the people that need to be talked to if need be. And that's exactly how we bring things to resolve. And that's how you stay tight too, by the way. So anyways, going full circle with that, I do want to say, Susan was on with me highlighting her event on Saturday at the Minnesota State Capitol. Do you realize that what I was showing you are all the 22 pages of all of them that have been convicted of voter fraud in the state of Minnesota? Is again, the mainstream media is telling you that it doesn't exist. Remember what Stalin said? It doesn't matter who does the voting. It just matters who does the counting. Americans, this has been going on in this country for decades, period. Okay. Moving on. 281-845-4704. And again, it seems like some of you people, you have so much to say until it's time to say it so everybody can hear it. Anyways, 281-845-4704. Wanted to show you this really quick. Insider reported that Missouri officials, they love to be called officials, refused to work with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, saying all federal so-called gun laws are unconstitutional. Did you hear that? Folks, did you hear that? So we have individuals in Missouri actually doing their job, upholding the law, giving distinction to you so that you might know what's right and what's wrong, Ezekiel 44:23. Using righteous judgment, John 7:24, and drawing the line. And they said in Missouri, we're not working with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. First of all, they're an unconstitutional organization that's working for the federal government to, again, browbeat anybody that dares stand up against any of the unconstitutional laws that they're continuously making. But Missouri refuses to work with the ATF, saying all, listen carefully, saying all federal so-called gun laws are completely unconstitutional. Good for them. Are they doing their job? Absolutely. Hey, Americans, you have your lights are going out little by little. And what I'm talking about is you have your freedom fighters out there. You can call them activists. You can call them Christians. That's what I prefer, because the church should be leading this up when, in fact, they're the ones that are the problem in this country, and it's a lack of Christianity. 1 John 2:4. But what I want you to understand, folks, is that you're allowing the best that you have little by little to be taken out by these corrupt agencies that corruption within the halls of government are creating. You're the one allowing it. You're allowing them to turn all the lights off. Okay, you hear people talk all the time about how we're going back into the dark ages. Well, how does that happen? It's when the people give up. It's when the people forfeit, because your rights are never taken away. They're forfeited by the people in this country. Don't stand back and be a partaker of watching somebody that's willing to stand up and sacrifice themselves to give you the truth that you have. Don't be guilty of that sacrifice and letting it go to the wayside. Okay? I want to show you something else, what's going to happen. Now, you all know, many of you guys online right now, you've been watching the show, you've been listening to the show faithfully for up to probably 20 years now, if not more, from Salem Communications to GCN to now over at BBS.com, BBSradio.com. And I told you that they're trying to control the people arbitrarily in America. What they're doing is they're just lowering the law, Romans 4:15. They're lowering the law and they're dimming the light by which man perceives his guilt. And what are they doing? Instead of the government enforcing the Ten Commandments, you are now being controlled by corruption in the halls of government through their 10,000 policies. Okay? I told you what's going to happen, folks. They're eroding your laws because they're not enforcing the laws. And we don't need more laws. We need good men enforcing the 10 that we have. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. How far are these madmen willing to go? As far as you let them go. Okay, check this out. The People's Voice. Ireland now passes. They call it a law. It's lawlessness. It's unlaw. Ireland passes law allowing police to arrest citizens who accidentally use wrong pronouns. Do you see where this is going? Some will say, well, Bradley, that's just unthinkable. That will never happen. Oh, no, it's happening already. Do you guys remember the last 3.5-4 years of the pandemic? Do you remember what happened to people such as myself that didn't go along with their unconstitutional narrative where they were driving it through unconstitutional administrative law? Do you remember all that? How they meant to ostracize you? Did you guys also know that during that particular time, I think you need to see this, did you know that people are still falling over dead? And I'm going to keep reminding you that 20 million people have now fallen to demise in the end of their days because they took the experimental jab. And who started all of that? The father of the vaccine. Isn't it interesting? 20 million people dead, and they're still trying to cover it up. Check this out, folks.
Action to that.
He didn't die of natural causes. I mean, when he passed, obviously the shock for my wife and I and his three sisters, we let this play out. We knew, hopefully, that they wouldn't find anything bad in his body with drugs or fentanyl or everything else that's killing everybody these days. And they didn't. And then when they did the autopsy and they found out that his heart was double the size and it was damaged to the point where they thought it was somebody that smoked their whole life and was 70-year-old to 75-year-old person. I mean, we knew. We have no doubt in our mind that was the contributing factor to his passing. And honestly, it's hard to swallow. We're just sweeping this under the rug and just letting this go. But all we want is an acknowledgement. It's hard for me, you know, obviously, because I'm the one that let him make that decision. And you got to go to bed every night thinking about that.
And that was the experimental jab, folks. Just so you know, this is what they're sweeping under the rug. And the American people are allowing them to do it. Further than that, they're pushing the father of the vaccine back into
office. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and in our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah. Hey guys, final segment. I got to show you this because this kind of stuff just jacks me up. And consider the source again. Final segment, 281-845-4704. I wanted to let you know, and I want to say it again. We took off all the commercials from our website, all of them, because we were tired of the confliction. We were tired of the nonsense that they were throwing on our site. Because it wasn't warranted. You could put advertisements on your page and you could rate them, you know, like A, B, C, D, so on and so forth. And we always had the highest rating to make sure that they were always clean ads. And then we started looking at the clean ads. It's just like, you know what? We don't want none of this. So we said, fooey on it. We're done. Well, the radio commercials that you're hearing now, when this goes to national radio, so as you know, a lot of those commercials, the people on radio are not listening to that. They're listening to their local ads, okay? So again, we're just putting fillers in there. Also wanted to let you know, when we do events, people come up to us. They're excited about the event. And we just say, hey, would you like to do a 30-second commercial and convey it to the people that haven't been at one of the events yet? That's what you're hearing right there. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. We're not looking for letters of recommendation. We're not looking for the accolade or approbation of men. Not that it's not cool when they do it. Sometimes I'm listening to them and I'm laughing about it. But again, this is about getting out and doing what we're called to do. Okay? And it's important that you understand that's who these people are. I want to let you know, too, after Saturday, November and December and January are open. So I'm giving you the heads up. If you want to book us, now is the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, now's the time to book us for those up-and-coming 3 months. So let me get back to this. I want you to see this because, guys, this is the kind of stuff, this is the kind of nonsense that's promoted as Christianity. And I'm just going to put it up against Scripture in a moment. I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to see this because I want somebody to show me in Scripture where this is the gospel message. You ready for this? Okay, here we go. Check this out.
I'm trying. That's the whole reason why I'm trying to tell this world. Is because there is truly hell. And it's so horrible. And I don't want anyone to go if you don't believe in God. Oh, please ask Jesus.
Okay, so you don't believe in God. Please ask Jesus. She's crying because she said that she's seen hell. Okay, great. But is this the message that Jesus preached? Was hell the reason to go to Jesus? Or was hell the consequence of unrepented sin towards God? The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For those that reject it to their own demise. The Lord did not reject them. They rejected the Lord. And then they end up in hell as the consequence of their unrepentance. Here, I want you to see this because, again, notice this nonsense that's being thrown out there online like this is why we go to Jesus. Baloney. Nonsense. These are a bunch of heretics. What does it say? Luke 12, 4 and 5. I say unto you, my friends, this is Jesus speaking. He said, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Now, did Jesus say fear hell? Or did he say fear God? Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. Who are we supposed to fear, friends? When you look at this and you know the word of God, this is offensive to say the least. Now, I want you to notice the source, okay? An emotional woman that has no scriptural understanding whatsoever. And here's this biblically illiterate individual highlighting this woman who's caught up in her emotions, again, speaking a message that is outside of the confines of the Word of God.
I want you to come to Jesus. It's a real place. The woman begs the world to give their life to Jesus to escape hell.
Is that the message? Nope. Let's watch the rest of this. And notice the lady, how quick she transitions.
Your heart and save you. If you do know God, oh, repent right now. Ask for forgiveness. You never know when you're going to die. You never know.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. So I'm going back over to live chat. I think Bradley's being too harsh. It's not scriptural. It's not scriptural. My love does not overlook scripture and holding to the scripture. She has a care for our souls. She's not even saved. She doesn't even know the doctrine. She says she has a vision of hell and that's the message she's supposed to give the world to save men from hell. That's not scriptural. This is what brings confusion to the world because it's not scripturally or methodically brought in line upon line, precept upon precept. This is nonsense. I'm trying to show you who you fear. You don't fear God. You don't fear God. You're going to fear the consequence. That is the message. The message is repent, for you have transgressed God's moral law, and that law drives you to the foot of Christ. Didn't say anything about being afraid of hell. Okay.
When Jesus is going to come. Now she transitions. Know. And it was then that it got hotter and hotter and hotter. And I like, my teeth were just gnashing. They were gnashing. And I could feel like my teeth just breaking over and over. And your jaw's locked and you're screaming in your mind. There's no water. There's no water.
This brings 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. What this brings is worldly repentance, not godly repentance. There's nothing at work here to bring godly repentance. This is the fear of hell, and it brings you to what? Your emotions, just like she's caught into right now, and then you have a false conversion. Then you stand up before the Lord on Judgment Day, 9:27 of Hebrews, 2 Corinthians 5:10, and you go on to Revelation 21, verse 8. And then you find out what I'm trying to convince you of concerning the scriptures as to how this is unscriptural. Now, what is she talking about? Oh, I break them down and they're like gravel. There's no water there. There's no water there. Okay, great. Jesus already warned us about this. And yes, Jesus warned us about hell more than he did talk of heaven. That is true. But again, what brought us to repentance to avoid hell? Godly repentance that the Holy Ghost brings, John 16:8.
You feel as if your mouth is dry or your soul is
not,
dry.
She's good
so
now.
Dry. If only I just had a drop of water on my tongue, I would feel some kind of relief. It was then that all of a sudden the screaming continued. It's just constant crying, misery. You think about time you've cried.
I'm just trying to think of something because I'm caught up in my emotions. Here, let me go over to John 6 or Luke 16, the man in hell. I just want you to see this in the end of the show again for all of you that still haven't got the fact that we're going to stick to the word here, not to the emotions of some unsettled woman that may have had a vision of hell. Okay, and it's good she's awake, but she needs to know what she's talking about scripturally to bring men unto Christ. She needs the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, also 19:7 of Psalms. What does it say here? Okay, the man in hell wanted Father Abraham to go and warn his five brothers. He said, this place is real. It's a place of torment. What did the Lord say in response? He said, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Those that were still alive concerning his five brothers, the man that was now in hell that wanted Abraham to go warn them. What did he say? They have Moses and the prophets. Did you hear Moses and the prophets come out of her mouth? Nope. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. What did the Lord say? And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So, again, holding to scripture, that's what we do here, line upon line, precept upon precept, okay? Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word, at no place will you find this woman able to make reference to the scriptures concerning her message to the people that are lost, except fear and the fear of hell. Hey, folks, I don't fear hell. I deserve hell. That's the truth of the matter. I fear God, and it's a filial fear. It's not a diabolical fear. There is a big, huge difference because when we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus, we're not worried about that because we've been saved through the blood of the Lamb, Ephesians 1:7. Okay? My objective is already knowing that I'm out there following the Christ, not worried about where I'm going. My objective is to keep my eye fixed on him and following him as he makes us what? Fishers of men. That's where our eyes are fixed. And when we get together with men that know not the difference between their left hand and their right hand, we give them understanding through the law of God. Romans 3:20, right? And that law drives them to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Love you by what I do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours with Alex Newman. See ya.